Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
It's 8:36. We welcome Assemblyman George Amador to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing okay. George Amador represents all of Montgomery County, a good part of Schenectady County in the New York State Assembly. He is a Republican. I bring that up because you were really had some good words to say about what the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo put forth this week in his state budget message. Can you expand on that?
Well, yeah. You know, I think the governor had done a great job in putting forth a good fiscal plan for the state. You know, there's things that we got to work through, and I'm sure that there's going to be some things in there that are going to be troublesome. But overall, you know, I think the our governor is doing a fine job in trying to be as fiscally disciplined as the state can really be, and put forth the vision that how we can inch our way back in building confidence and building stability. So that the world can see, because it's a very global economy, that New York means business and getting back in business.
Mm. And here's the thing that has puzzled me and puzzled other pundits, you know, for generations, decades probably, if not generations. I mean, he's talking about what he says is a tough budget, the governor, $132 billion or something like that, and there's an increase in spending. But yet, there are not going to be new taxes. How is that possible?
Well, that's some of the details that we're going to find. You know, the budget pages are hundreds and thousands of pages thick, and I'm sure that there's going to be some little bit of the devils in the details that we need to just bring out. But, you know, overall, Bob, the budget, the general funds, the adjusted change from last year to this proposal, last year's budget to this proposed budget, does increase 2.9%. The state funds, including all the capital, does increase 1.6%. But the overall all funds adjusted budget is actually a decrease. And I know it's hard to understand, because in this whole process is hard to understand, and I'm still trying to get my sea legs on understanding all of these various layers and line items and appropriations. But overall, we do have a budget that spends less money than the actual budget was last year. Last year, the budget was about $132.7 billion. This proposed budget is $132.5 billion. So that's about $225 million less.
But the pressure will be on folks like you, I mean, the members of the legislature, from people who feel they've been shortchanged, to add more. Well, isn't that true? I mean, they're probably knocking on your door right now.
Well, of course. You know, and that's where we have to, again, instill some discipline. We are not out of the woods with this economy. There is no way, no how. The budget last year still faced a $3.5 billion budget deficit. The prior year, we had to close a $10 billion deficit. We did that. This budget, according to what the governor is proposing, is closing that $3.5 billion budget gap without raising, you know, fees and taxes and things like that. And yet, still be able to invest in the very important aspects of, you know, the operations of the state. One being, you know, investing in our infrastructure improvements. I notice in the budget here, his proposal, he wants to hold a line on what's called CHIPS funding, which is local highway funding, and the reimbursements of a certain type of projects that counties lay out. You know, I'm glad to see that he's at least holding a line on that, because, look, we have aging infrastructure. How do we make Montgomery County one of the most premier counties for economic development? We need the best, most improved infrastructure out there. So in order to do that, we have to keep a close tab and be disciplined in the funding, but yet we also have to allow some growth in some areas that will help our communities grow. And so we got to make sure that, you know, all those little chipmunks and squirrels that call the legislators who want to get their hands in this budget and add more funding and get their hands in that cookie jar so that they can put their pet peeve projects or they can get their funding for their districts. We got to make sure that we stay fiscally disciplined here.
I see. So I don't know. You know, chipmunks and squirrels, eh? Well, anyway.
I guess if you wanted to. They're out there right now in a very cold winter day scurrying around for their food.
Now, a couple things, and I take this, I think, from Michael Gormley, the AP writer, that he credited Cuomo with, in effect, getting two bites of the apple with this budget message. And usually, whoever's governor gets a lot of attention for state of the state. And then when the budget message comes, people are, oh, God, what's he talking about? You know, but he made this another firebrand speech. And if the fire had to do with education and the target seemed to be teachers' unions, would you agree with that?
Well, he did mention it, and he has made it a large segment of the budget. There's no question. I think that with the possibility of losing hundreds of millions of dollars of funding on the from the federal side coming down, there are requirements with that money. The school districts, teachers' unions, you know, school boards, they need to work together to formulate good plans that there are evaluation plans implemented. And ultimately, bottom line is this, Bob. Look, everyone knows New York State, the taxpayers, we all spend the most per pupil from anyone else in the country on education. And yet our grades and the results are much poorer than most other states in the nation. There needs to be a change, fundamental change with that. And I think the governor is, number one, trying to keep the money that the feds have given to the state. But number two, yes, we need to think a little differently. We need to do things a little differently. This 21st century is very forever fast changing, and our students need to be the best they can be because we're competing on a global standard, global level. And, you know, if that means that we need to evaluate our teachers a little differently, yes, any employee should be evaluated. Anyone in any small business or any private business evaluates their employees on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, or annual basis. Why then shouldn't the public sector be evaluated in the same measures?
Assemblyman George Amador with us. Do you have anything you wanted to bring up this morning, Assemblyman?
Well, you know, I guess, again, the governor, he mentioned a little bit about mandate relief, but we need to stay focused on the mandate relief because that is what's going to bring down that property tax bill. And, you know, he mentioned it about trying to eliminate the escalations of the Medicaid costs that the counties have to pick up, which is a good thing. But, again, there needs to be a lot of mandate relief, and that's something that we're going to continue to work for and in to get into this budget.
Well, Assemblyman Amador, watch out for those chipmunks and squirrels, and we'll talk with you in a little bit.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care. George Amador represents Montgomery County and a good part of Schenectady County in the New York State Assembly, the 105th District. It's 844. I'm Bob Cudmore. This is The Morning Show.